You're listening to the best of Amber and Billows on Sunraysia's Hit 99.5.
Would you rather?
Here are two very different scenarios.
You need to pick whichever one you please, oh.
The choice is yours, which one will it be, oh?
Would you rather?
Amber, would you rather no nose or just middle pinkies with your fingers? No thumbs, no pointers, no ring fingers.
So just
middle pinkies.
Just one finger on each hand.
No, middle and pinky.
That's
what you got.
All right.
That's all you got.
Two fingers on each hand.
Middle pinkies.
How much stuff would I be able to do?
You can still turn the microphones on and off. You can use the faders. You can move your microphone around. You can beautify yourself, like, to the best of your abilities.
Or no nose.
Or no nose. Snape it up. Is that right? Did I get the right character?
Yeah, but are you not supposed to say his name, though?
Oh, I'm sorry. What happens now? That's right. He's that person that shall not be named.
Wait, is it? Is that Snape?
Mate, I haven't read him or seen him.
Me either.
I've seen the first one.
And it's Voldemort.
Oh, so Snape we're fine with.
Yeah.
And it was, but I still got the character wrong.
Oh, because it is that guy.
No nose guy.
What happened here?
So, let's reset. No nose or middle pinky?
Middle pinky? That doesn't make any sense.
How does it not
middle
make sense?
Middle and pinky is what you should say.
Why?
It's middle pinky.
Middle pinky.
That makes it sound like this.
Stop flipping me off. It's not just the middles, it's the pinkies as well.
Or I would have no nose.
Or no nose.
So
you've still got nostrils though. You've got nose holes.
Ah. So I can still pick my nose.
Oh, it'd be graphic.
Oh well.
You'll nearly be able to reach your brain.
I think I could get through life with no nose.
Okay.
Because I like...
You'd be interesting looking.
I like being able to use my hands.
Yeah, that's fair.
It's very helpful.
Well, there's no right answer in these, Amber. No. You should know that by now.
All right, I'm going to go with no nose.
No nose. You're interesting enough looking already, mate. Right now, we're giving you the chance to win a trip to Las Vegas. Flights, accommodation, the lot to see the Backstreet Boys live. Backstreet's back,
all right. Yeah, Backstreet Boys.
And it got us talking about what you do when you're at hotels. Mm. Do you take the toiletries?
Because we're sending our VIPs to a very fancy schmancy hotel in Vegas. Look, I don't take the toiletries.
Yeah, but I imagine you stay in crack dens when you go on holidays.
Yeah, I'm poor and I don't have money to stay at really nice places.
While on my honeymoon, for example, stayed in some pretty flash joints.
Yeah.
And hell yes, I took the toiletries.
Yeah.
Because when I go on holidays, like, we've done Asia the last few times. We've done Thailand, Vietnam, Cambodia, and now Bali.
Yeah.
And they like to go all out.
Yeah.
And everything smells like lemongrass, and it's wonderful.
Yes, love that.
And yes, I steal it all. The last hotel we stayed at, they had, like, a departure lounge, because we had to check out at about midday.
Yeah.
Did stuff during the day, but then we could come back, and our flight wasn't until midnight.
Oh.
They let us come back.
You had a nice place to hang out.
Use a shower and all that sort of stuff. It was great. But whilst there, they don't just hand you some more toiletries. They're all there in the bathroom for you. So Daddy's toilet bag got all filled up.
It's just not something I think about.
Oh, like, it's not something I actively think about.
I'm more like, make sure I don't forget anything that I bought with me.
Yeah.
Because, like, I probably will.
I'm more likely to be like, hey, just use a little bit in the shower, chuck the rest in your bag.
Yeah, Dad, you are.
And then they'll bring you some new ones tomorrow.
So 13, 12, 16, do you keep the toiletries? Do you have a big stockpile of it? Maybe you think it's rude and we shouldn't do it.
They're great for when you go travelling to Amber's crack dens. You can feel a little bit fancy. We're talking about whether or not you take the toiletries from a hotel. I am a big fan of it. Now, I'm not saying that it's something I look forward to when I stay at a hotel. And if I'm just going to the budget inn at the back of Burke,
I'm probably not going to do it there. Shower caps are handy, though.
Yeah, I don't need a shower cap.
Well, sometimes I do.
I think Carl's might still need a shower cap.
Yeah, I don't mind that. I generally don't take them I am just busy worrying about the things that I already own and making sure I don't leave any of those behind. Yeah. So my priorities are on that when I'm leaving a hotel.
Yeah, I'm Mr. Organisation when leaving the hotel.
Yeah.
Like, I go over the place 19 times.
Do you check under the beds? That's such a mum thing to do.
Of course. You pack your bags, you take them to the door, and then you do a final scope around.
Yes.
That's right.
So 13, 12, 16 this morning, because we're sending some HIT VIPs to Vegas, and you'll be staying in a fancy schmancy hotel in Vegas.
Yep.
Are you going to flog the toiletries?
Yep.
Mandy on 13, 12, 16. Amanda, do you take the toiletries when you're in a hotel?
All the time, and I actually have a whole cupboard full of them.
Oh,
you've
wow.
got a cupboard full. Now, okay, my question is, are you using them at home, or are they now your travel toiletries?
I may not have used any since I've been off. Actually, no, that's a lie. I've used the shavers from them.
What, the razors?
The razors, yeah.
Ew.
Wow. Well, they're not secondhand.
No, they're just crap.
Yeah, they're not great. You use them once and you throw them out.
Yeah.
But I've also used, when people have come over and stayed at my house, when someone's forgotten their toothbrush, I've been like, hang on, I've got a spare and I've got a million toothbrushes.
I like that.
That's good. Because I love when you have someone come to visit and, like, you set up their bed and then you put a towel on the end of their bed.
Yeah,
and then if you have, little mini soaps and shampoos and stuff, you could, like, fully treat your house like a hotel.
Exactly. It looks so profesh and they're so impressed by it.
That's
so
sweet.
But I also don't like to encourage people to stay for too long, so I generally just put, instead of a towel, it's just a Hessian sack at the end, so you dry yourself
the yoga
that.
Mat on the floor and that's their bed.
Yeah, that's right. That's spot on.
Amazing. Thanks so much for your call, Mandy.
No worries.
Keep them coming through, 13, 12, 16. Do you take the toiletries when you stay at a nice hotel?
Now that the cat's out of the bag that my wife and I, Carly, are expecting our child.
Mazel tov.
Thank you very much. Mm. I can delve into some of the things that came up. Like, we were planning a wedding when we got pregnant. And we were also planning. That's why we moved our honeymoon forward as well. We were going to be going on our honeymoon around September.
Mm.
But we discovered that after, I think it's 23, 26 weeks, you can't get insured to fly.
Uh-huh.
And some airlines will just flat out reject you.
Yes.
So we went, let's do it straight after the wedding. Carly, you'll only be in, I think it was...
He was 17. 17 weeks.
17 weeks, I think.
So now that we've announced that you and Carly are having a baby,
yes,
we can talk about baby content.
Oh, yeah, that's
Bring
right.
It on.
It's a great time to be alive.
Lay it on thick.
Well, we discovered certain things. Like, we already knew that, like, buffets are a no-no for pregnant mothers and certain, like, seafoods and all that sort of stuff.
Soft cheese.
What she could and couldn't have. But when we went to see, I can't remember if it was our obstetrician or...
There's a lot of doctors, isn't there, mate?
There was some baby doctor, I can't remember which one, but we were having a chat and I'm like, hey, we're looking at our honeymoon and it's probably going to be Asia. We're looking at Philippines, Bali, somewhere around there.
Mm-hmm.
Can we get some advice on, like, activities that we can and can't do with Carly? Because Carly loves snorkeling.
Mm-hmm.
When we go on holidays, she'll snorkel in the pool. Get her in the ocean, she's on cloud nine.
Frothing, yeah.
Absolutely excited to go snorkeling overseas.
Okay.
And so the doctor looks at us and goes, oh, snorkeling. Oh, I wouldn't be doing that. And I'm like, oh, what? Is it something with the water pressure? Is it a bacteria in the water? Yeah. Is there some sort of drama like
These
that?
These are valid questions.
I would have thought so. And she's like, oh, you could get hit by a boat. And I just went, I'm sorry. Are you telling me the reason we shouldn't go snorkeling on our honeymoon is because Carly could get hit by a boat?
Could
get shot by a sniper when we walk out the door here, but it's pretty unlikely.
Could that not happen if you were not pregnant also?
Yeah, that's right. This seems like just a regular thing that we look out for every day. Like, again, she could get hit by a bus. It's not just bad for pregnant women.
That's terrible.
It's bad
advice.
For all of us.
Yeah.
So that was just one of the headaches I had to go through in, you know, when you're at a doctor's office, you don't want to feel like the smartest person in the room.
Absolutely not.
There was a pecking order that day and I feel the doctor should have been a bit higher on it.
Billows, went out for dinner last night with boyfriend Riz and we went to Miss Lucy's there on 8th Street.
Very nice.
It was awesome. And if you've ever been to Miss Lucy's, while someone's celebrating a birthday, they have a very dramatic sort of dubstep happy birthday song that they play. It kind of goes like this. It's not the same, but similar. Shut up. It's awesome. So... If you're there and someone has a birthday, this music, like, it happened to me last birthday, and it's like the music happens and it's like, it feels like...
Does it feel like you're in the club?
Yeah, it's hectic. And then Joy from Miss Lucy's there ringing a bell, like ding, ding, ding. It's so good. I love it. Even if it's not my birthday, I love watching other people experience this.
Yep.
And I just sit there and smile and sing, and I'm singing to strangers and smiling and laughing. Everyone's having an awesome time.
Yep.
I love it. And my boyfriend Riz knows that I love it.
He also, he's not a big spotlight guy.
No.
He's a bit more low-key than
he's
you.
He's very low-key, yes. I'm all about, like, look at me, look
yes,
at me.
Yes, you are.
And he lets everyone look at me. It's yeah. great. We
he
work
clears
well.
A crowd to look at you.
But when the happy birthday song starts, it's hilarious because whoever is getting sung to is yeah. super, super embarrassed.
Yes.
And it's just spectacular. So boyfriend Riz took me out for dinner last night and I had a pretty crappy weekend.
Yeah.
And he knows that I love this happy birthday thing. And he... Okay, so there was like two people got sung to and I was like, oh my God. And I was like, there's another cake. It's happening again. And then this starts. And she starts walking over towards me. And everyone starts singing happy birthday to me.
Oh,
it's not my birthday.
That is spectacular.
Oh my God, I was so embarrassed.
He is just an angel sent from heaven.
He really is. He really knows how to cheer me up. It was so funny, and I was like trying to push it towards him, and I was like, maybe I could trick him into thinking that I've hooked it up for him, but the whole time he'd hooked it up for me. It was so funny.
That is the best.
Yeah, I love the happy birthday songs at Miss Lucy's. If anyone from Miss Lucy's listening, I love you. Don't change.
But also, Amber tricked you. It's not her birthday at all.
Me.
She scammed you out of a cake. Oi, how cold is it?
Man, it's so cold. Currently 1 degree around Sunraysia.
1 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
If I had a nickel for every time someone said, oh, how cold is it? How about this weather over the weekend? Yeah,
I know.
Pocket full of nickels.
I had blue lips over the weekend.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So on Friday, I believe it was, I got a message from the wife, Carly.
Mm.
She said, the hot water's not working. Mm. I'm like, oh, wow, why?
That's upsetting.
Turns out the pipes were frozen.
Oi. That's cold.
That is cold. And there was frosts all around town when I was walking to work on Saturday.
Yeah. My housemate come home just absolutely amazed the other day and he goes, there was a hammer frozen in a puddle at his work.
That's chaos.
That's cold.
That's cold. Hey, 13, 12, 16. Oi. How cold is it? That's what we're talking about today. Because everyone's got something that's a bit special to them. Oi, this happened to me. This is how cold it is.
Yep.
And that's what we want to hear about today. 13, 12, 16. Oi, how cold is it? Oi, how cold is it?
Oi, it's minus one.
It's minus one?
I mean, no, it's not. It's just one.
It's just one. But it's got into the negatives a few times over the last few days.
Yeah, Friday morning.
Yeah.
It was minus one while we were... here at work.
Yeah, that's right. I saw over the weekend on social media quite a few people who had frozen dogs' water bowls.
No.
Yeah.
That's too cold.
Yeah. Doggos couldn't get a drink. 13, 12, 16. That's what we're talking about today.
Yeah. Daniel, oi, how cold is it?
Well, it takes me an extra 10 minutes to get up in the morning because I've got to scrape the ice off my windscreen.
Yeah,
yes. Just some nonsense.
That's fun. I learned the wrong way. You don't pour hot water down it.
No.
That is. You're right. It's, you've opened up a can of worms in here because Amber and I use warm water. Amber uses cold.
No, you got to use cold, mate.
Amber thinks. Yeah, but Amber thinks that does the job. It just freezes more on the wrong morning.
No, it doesn't. Cold water is still warmer than frozen water.
Exactly.
Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right.
So, yeah, it is. It's that not only is it harder to get out of bed, but if you have to wake up extra early because you've got to get the frost off your windscreen, that's bloody cold.
And no one allows that extra time.
Yeah. I just sit in the driveway like a serial killer.
Yeah. I'm exactly the same. I'm like, windscreen wipers will get it eventually. I'm waiting.
Exactly.
Amazing. Thanks for your call, Daniel.
No worries.
Keep them coming through as well. 13, 12, 16. Oi, how cold is it?
Oi?
Oi.
How cold is it?
So cold.
13, 12, 16. Give us a call. Naughty or sporty at 6:40.
Okay. We've got a naughty today.
What do you got?
Okay.
That was me being soft-spoken Ed Sheeran for the record.
All right. No, we got it.
Oh, good. Just
thank
make sure.
You. Yep.
That was for the podcasters who don't get the songs before it.
Got it. Got it. Morning, podcasters.
Hit.com.au. Oh, the podcasters aren't all early risers, Amber.
All right. Today we've got a naughty, and I want you to bear with me, because this story is longer than it needs to be.
And Amber's given it a glance at best.
Yeah. Okay. A 26-year-old girl named Charlotte from Essex in the UK.
Okay. Yep.
She has taken to the internet to complain about her botched lip fillers.
Okay. All right. So, it's fair. If someone's botched something like lip fillers, I mean, they can look really bad.
Yes, and they do.
Yeah.
Online. So I'll show you a picture, Billows. Sorry, listeners.
Oh, they look very full, lopsided.
Yeah, look.
They're pouty.
They don't look... They're not subtle.
What's
that's
a
for sure.
No, but people getting a plastic surgery or, mm-hmm. you know, this sort of thing, they mm-hmm. aren't always after subtle.
No. So... They're painful, lumpy, uneven, blah, blah, blah. She spent a lot of money on them, obviously, and she took to the internet to complain about them.
Okay, why is this a naughty story?
Well, then the manager of the place where she got her lip fillers done was like, all right, lady, I'm sick of you complaining about your lip fillers.
Okay.
Then he goes and blames it on... oral sex.
Oh.
For it being
she was putting the new rims to work.
Yeah, and look, I can't say what this guy has said.
But he's implied that it's not a problem with the lip fillers, it's a problem with the last person she was with.
Yeah, because he says you can't come back after 6 months and say...
Oh, that's 6 months later.
Well, that's according to him. He might be inflating that. Shit. You know, it's a bit easy.
Inflating?
Yeah. The lips. Yes.
I got it. So, I made the pun.
All right. Well, he reckons that it's because she's been
busy.
Doing, yes. Yep.
She's been.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. That's, and that's that.
So, is there, what do you reckon, Amber? Do you believe that that is some form of sexually transmitted
No,
infection?
I think she's got lip fillers that went wrong because, you know, everyone obviously claims to be able to do lip fillers these days, I assume.
And you reckon it's botched?
Yeah.
You're on board?
Yeah.
I don't know what else to do with this. I'm, like, super uncomfortable. Like, we're avoiding so many words that I'm too scared to do extra sentences.
We're treading very lightly, so...
So that's our naughty story, and we got through it with our jobs intact.
Yay!
You're listening to the best of Amber and Billows on Sunraysia's Hit 99.5.